Dude, my girl's making me watch that fucking tidying up bullshit, that thing on Netflix. Oh, get out. Okay. All right, cool. Oh, you can tidy up? Snot a biz. Oh, you can tidy up? Hey, Marie Kondo, snot a biz. Oh, you can hire her to come? Have you seen it? It's on Netflix. It's called Tidying Up. She comes in and she's like, okay. What's her name? Japanese? Dude, she comes in, by the way, needs a translator, which is fine. But she's always like, okay, get, and they just dump shit out. Get rid of all this shit. That's what she does. Okay. It's not a biz. And guess what? It's not a TV show either. It's straight up bad. Okay? Now, no knock on the show. I know I said it's bad, and I'm fucking half joking. I watch it and shit, but this whole thing, it's one of, you know what it is? It's the new March of the Penguins. That's what it is. You made me watch March of the Penguins, and March of the Penguins, you know what it was? Penguins dicking round. Just shots of penguins fucking each other and walking and waiting and traveling together and Morgan Freeman talking all over it. I don't give a fuck about that. I got things to think of. I got a fucking tra-la-la going on in my head. I got to sit and watch pictures of penguins all cold and shit. And Morgan Freeman's like, the penguins are monotonous. I don't give a shit. I've never seen a goddamn penguin. The fuck do I have to watch it on TV for? So this Marie Kondo, by the way, how's that her last name? Oh, she must have married a fucking Kondo. It's short for condominium. Marie condominium. Marie condom. Marie lubricated condom. So not funny and so juvenile. That was the worst joke I've ever made on this whole podcast. It's 103 episodes in. Anyway, Marie Kondo does the fucking tidying up shit. And she comes in and she's just like, okay, get rid of clothing. Get rid of all this bullshit. Thank this for being in your life. And then, oh, wait, what? I'm sorry. Stop there. What'd you say? You have to thank this for being in your life and then get rid of it. Oh, it's a vest. Hey, you know what I've never done? Talked to socks. Okay? Oh, but the socks are tired and you have to... No, they're not tired. Know why? They don't have brains. Okay? So... there's a way to fold underwear. I folded all the underwear. There's a way to fold socks. Did it okay. Got it fine. My favorite one was, but it's just annoying how everyone's like, you're watching Tidying Up? You're watching it? Yeah. Okay. It's fine. It's exactly how boring and good you'd think it would be. This fucking little Japanese lady comes in and says, throw shit away, and they throw it away. And then the before and after pictures look roughly the same. It'd be one thing, too, if she was helping people in mansions and shit, so you could see a real difference. She's helping people in, like, two-bedroom apartments. Which is like, so they throw away a few fucking sweatshirts and some pots and pans get put away in a fucking lower cabinet. And then they're like, she's changed my life. We have sex 3 times more a week now. Thank you, Marie Condominium. Thank you. There was one with the best was she comes in and she fucking, I would like to start by greeting at the house. Hey, Marie Kondo, did you know a house is a house? And it isn't a family? Did you know the house isn't fucking border patrol? Hey, this is house. This is a house, not a fucking cocktail party. So she walks in, she greets the house, she gets on the knees. That's the best one with the black family. Dude, they get in. She greets the house. She sits on the fucking on her knees, and she puts her palms backwards for some reason and puts them on the ground. And she sits there and closes her eyes while she greets the house. Now, do whatever you want. I, by the way, love her. Love how passionate she is about clean. It's the shit. Dude, I listened to part of her audiobook, and the how passionate she is about fucking tidying up is absolutely awesome. It's awesome. This lady is awesome. She really is awesome. I love that. There's enough fucking actors and actresses and shit out there. This lady is so passionate about tidying up. She's the shit, dude. She really is. This Marie Kondo girl is awesome. But the show is just like, all right, so she's tidying up. I don't get it. So she greets the house, and the best was there's this black family. It's like this really sweet family. And I just love when she greets the house, and the black family is like so into it, but it's so like, it's so basically, well, it's so Japanese, the whole thing, but it's also so something that like white people would be like, this is really the new thing. This is it. We greet the house. We thank our socks, and we say good morning to our fucking ball caps. And our pots and pans, we use them, and we actually love them. That's such a like white thing to adopt from Japanese culture, and for it to become a fad for a year and then forget about it, right? Okay? But black people don't do that shit. And it's so funny that the black family is there, and she's greeting the house, and even though they seem all into it, I like to imagine that there's like this the uncle that they don't show. Like, yeah, all right. You know, he lives in like the fucking side room. But they're like, yeah, you could do a show of this tidying up bullshit, but you know, don't film me. I got my own space. I ain't tidying shit up. So if they still want to do it, then they want to do it. And then that he's just like behind the camera crew, like in the corner, just like watching. And she's like, so it's time to greet the house. And he's just like, and the family's just like this, and the kids are like this. And the black dad, who's practically white, is just sitting there like this. And the lady is like, the black lady sitting there like this. And then there's like the uncle that stays with him. That's like the guy that's just, and he's just like, okay, look. And they cut all these parts out, but he's just like, oh, she gonna thank the house. Okay. Oh, she gonna, oh, I don't know what y'all, just to say like, you know, I know this is a show, and we're going to do shit for the show, but this bitch is greeting the house. Yo, I'm like, it's all good, you know? I don't want to say nothing, but this bitch is be thanking the house. I know you're doing your show, but can I talk to you for a second, Charles? Come over here. Hey, we got bitches in here thanking the house. We got bitches in here greeting houses. You understand what I'm saying? And you acting just for the cameras, I get it. But you need to tell me right now, are you with this bitch greeting the house? Or do you understand that what this bitch doing is some Japanese shit? And these white people are going to take it and run with it. But you motherfucker, you understand? We don't do this shit. Oh, we thanking socks now? You know he's in the back. We thank each underwear. We thank the shirts. We thank... these are jeans you don't need anymore. And then the uncle who is in the side room, just like this, eating the fucking popcorn, just like looking, just like, oh, this bitch thanking a pair of jeans. This bitch thanking a pair of jeans. I ain't even trying to interrupt, but like they cut this part out. Let me just get in here. I'm sorry, so sorry, crew member. Let me grab these are my jeans. I don't know how they got mixed up with Charles's jeans. But I'm going to take these jeans. I don't want you talking to my... Excuse me. Thank you. Mary. These are my jeans. I don't want you even talking to my jeans. Like they real people. These are my jeans. Okay? I'm going to take this. I'm going to put it in my corner that I do not want you to touch. Now I got to run a Rite Aid. And I got to grab some shit. And guess what? I might grab some shit I don't even need. But I'm going to keep it in my fucking... in my room right here. And you ain't going to go in here. Okay? Yeah, I got extra shit. Like, there's a bottle opener right here. It's in my bedroom. Why the fuck a bottle opener in my bedroom? Guess what? I don't know. If I was as crazy as you, you'd probably ask this motherfucker. It's a goddamn bottle opener. You're going to ask this bottle opener? Hey, This is if I was you. Hey, what's up? Why are you in this bedroom? Oh, I don't know. I'm a fucking bottle opener. How about that, Mary Condominium? What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm going to keep this bottle opener next to my bed in case I want to fuck. Look, empty bottles right here. Right here at the foot of my bed. Right here. We ain't getting rid of it. That's what we're doing. We're keeping it right there. I use the goddamn bottle opener to open that shit. And I got a beer right here that's warm as fuck. I'm going to keep it here. I ain't got no fridge in here. And if I take it and put it in the goddamn fridge, you ain't going to get rid of it. And if you do, you ain't going to thank it. Because this is my shit. You ain't going to do your Japanese white people shit over here. And they cut that part out. And the film crew is just like, just let him go. And then there's a black filmmaker. And he's like, and you know what the fuck this is, man. You know what the fuck these motherfuckers doing. I know you got a job to do and you're holding the camera, but you know this bitch is crazy thanking these jeans. Give me my fucking jeans. These are mine. Give me the belt. That's mine too with the jeans. Give it to me. Don't talk to my belt. Don't go in my fucking room. I'm keeping it shit. This shit a mess. God, these motherfuckers. And he's walking out. These motherfucker talking to clothing and shit. Thanking houses. Green ass houses. Motherfucking bitch. Mary Kondo fucking up my life. And he's in his bedroom just by himself. Mary Kondo fucking up my life, man. Brainwashing these motherfuckers. I remember when we used to fucking just save bottle caps, man. We used to save stamps. They're getting rid of that motherfucker. Where the fuck my purple shorts go? I like not being able to find shit. Tidy up my ass, dog. This is my mess in this bitch.